This is Radio Nepal. I am Tila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota calls an all-party meeting today regarding smooth functioning of Parliament. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Duba blames CPN UML lawmakers for regular obstruction of House meeting. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says he revised and reduced the budget through a replacement bill for increasing revenue. And Taliban announces new rules for female students that they will not be allowed to study alongside with male students. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been postponed due to the obstruction from the CPN UML lawmakers. At the commencement of the House meeting yesterday, the UML lawmakers started sloganeering, compelling Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota to hold the meeting. Even in the second meeting of the day, the UML lawmakers continued obstructing the meeting, forcing Speaker Sapkota to reschedule the House meeting for the 14th of September. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has called an all-party meeting today to seek a way out for a smooth functioning of the parliament. The top leaders of all the political parties representing in the federal parliament have urged to attend the meeting. The parliament has not been able to take up their regular agenda of the meeting due to the obstruction from the CPN UML since the beginning of the current session of the parliament. Speaker Sapkota held discussions with CPN UML Chief Whip Bishal Bhattrai, Whip Shanta Chowdhury and lawmaker Khagaraz Adhikari in an effort to resume the parliament business yesterday itself. Speaker Sapkota also urged the lawmakers of the main opposition party CPN UML not to obstruct the meetings of the House of Representatives. The Speaker urged the opposition party for cooperation in the smooth operation of the meeting and finding an outlet to all problems only through dialogue. He also drew attention of the CPN UML lawmakers about the legal provision which bars discussing in the Parliament any topic under the Supreme Court's consideration. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Duba has expressed his dissatisfaction about the continuous obstruction of the House meeting. Talking to journalists after the obstruction of the House meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Duba blamed UML lawmakers for creating obstacles in the House meeting. Meanwhile, CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has directed party lawmakers to maintain dignity in the parliament. At the CPN UML's parliamentary party meeting at the Federal Parliament building yesterday, Chairman Oli instructed party lawmakers to continue House obstruction with decency. He denied any plans of resorting to physical assault in the parliament. He also urged ruling parties to mobilize marshals with their jurisdictions. He further said UML did not want further confrontation in the parliament. The CPN Unified Socialist Party has informed the Bagmati Province Assembly Secretariat that the party does not support the province government led by Ashtalakshmi Sakya. Unified Socialist Party leader Madhav Prasad Podel said the Bagmati Province Parliamentary Party meeting of his party picked Rajendra Pandey as the parliamentary party leader and informed the assembly that they did not support Sakya-led government. 13 out of 56 province assembly members from the CPN UML had defected to the newly formed Unified Socialist Party. The top leaders of the ruling alliance have held a meeting at Balwatar. Nepali Congress General Secretary Purna Bahadur Khadka said the meeting discussed the cabinet expansion, budget replacement bill presented to the parliament and contemporary political issues. General Secretary Khadka further said although the meeting discussed the cabinet expansion, no concrete decision has been made. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order not to take any action against two parliamentarians who reached the Supreme Court to update their decision of defecting to the CPN Unified Socialist Party from the CPN UML. A single bench of Justice Meera Khadka issued the order to call both sides for a discussion on the 14th of September and until then not to take any action against them. Parliamentarian Som Prasad Pandey and Sarada Devi Patta had filed a writ demanding the verification of their decision to defect to the CPN Unified Socialist Party. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma has claimed that he revised and reduced the budget to a replacement bill for increasing revenue. Addressing a press conference at the meeting yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma said he had withdrawn the projects announced without securing resources. He further claimed that the revision of the budget would increase capital expenditure. He further said the budget has made efforts to increase jobs, enhance productivity and reduce imports. He explained that he made a little improvement ensuring return of the budgetary expenses and giving some relief to injured, marginalized people, chronic disease patients and the families contributing to political change. Highlighting the budgetary feature of providing tax waiver to reservoir or semi-reservoir hydropower projects of more than 200 megawatt for 15 years, he assured of 10% capital expenditure in each month. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Janardan Sharma directed the concerned bodies to install vehicle scanner at the main customs points at the earliest. Finance Minister Sharma issued the directive while addressing a two-day seminar on customs management organized by the Department of Customs in Kathmandu yesterday. Vice Chairperson of the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Fatima Sumar, has expressed a belief that MCC agreement will be passed by Nepal Parliament soon. During a press meet before her departure upon the completion of 4 days' visit to Nepal yesterday, she said MCC agreement will further strengthen Nepal-America relations. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 911 new cases of COVID-19 in the country. Likewise, 1,423 corona-infected people recovered yesterday alone. Meanwhile, 13 corona-related deaths were reported in Nepal yesterday in a single day. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाइ कस्तो चल्दैछ
सबै राम्रै चल्दैछ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसी को कॉल इन्डिया प्याक छदैछ नि इन्डिया कॉल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारु गर्नका लागि *1415 # डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. The Taliban has said Afghan universities will be segregated by gender and a new dress code will be introduced. Higher Education Minister Abdul Baki Haqqani indicated women would be allowed to study but not alongside men. He also announced a review of the subjects students would be taught. Women and girls were banned from schools and universities under Taliban rule between 1996 and 2001. The Taliban have said they will not prevent women from being educated or having jobs. But since they seized control on 15th August, they have asked all women except those in the public health sector to stay away from work until the security situation improved. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog and Iran's nuclear chief have reached an agreement that will prevent another crisis looming over the prospect of restoring Iran's 2015 nuclear deal. Rafael Grossi, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, landed in Tehran late on Saturday and met Mohammad Islami, the newly appointed head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, on Sunday morning. It was Cross's first trip to Tehran during the new administration, where President Ibrahim Raisi, who appointed Islami as the new nuclear chief on August 29. Both sides called the meeting constructive and agreed they would continue discussions on the sidelines of the agency's general conference in Vienna later this month. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota calls an all-party meeting today regarding smooth functioning of Parliament. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba blames CPM-UML lawmakers for regular obstruction of House meeting. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says he revised and reduced the budget through a replacement bill for increasing revenue. And Taliban announces new rules for female students that they will not be allowed to study alongside with male students. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.